Can you do me a favor?
Okay. Today is Daf Pei Beis. We're on Pei Aleph and the Beis. Yeah. We're on hold on. We are up to Pei Aleph and the Beis, second to bottom line. We said the Mishnah. So let's just read the Mishnah again for completeness sake. It'll take 2 minutes. Hanitana Bifnim. Blood that's supposed to be applied in the inner Mizbeach, the little inner Mizbeach. Shenis Arvu B'ditanim Bachutz. It got mixed up. Yishvachu La'ama. Has to be poured down. Nothing he could do with it. Nasan Bachutz. Chazav V'nasan Bifnim. Kosher. Nasan Bachutz. If you did it on the outside, then you went back to the inside, it's kosher. Bifnim. If you did it on the inside, V'chazav V'nasan Bachutz, then you went to the outside, Rebbe Akiva posel. Rebbe Akiva says it's no good. The Chachamim Omer Machshir. The Chacham say it is good. Rebbe Akiva Omer Kol Dam Shechazul Lefnim Behechol Lechape Behechol Pasul. You take any dam into the Hechol, Pasul. Chacham Omerim Chadas Bulvad. Only a Chadas if you do that, it's Pasul. Rebbe Elazar Omer Af Asham Also An Asham Shenemar Kachatos Vidka Asham. Okay. So asks the Gemara. V'liflug Nami Rebbe Elazar Baha. Why didn't Rebbe Elazar argue here also? Says Rashi in the third to bottom line. The Leshlan Rowan. What happened to Rowan? Take all the dam, sprinkle it at both Mizbeachs, and say, whichever dam is supposed to be here is here, and whichever is not here, Rowan as if it's water. He kept saying that throughout all these problems. Why over here doesn't he say that? Why does he here agree? You have no option. Why? No, it's not why. Vatsa Lashanos Be'elu Ribnei Haksher and Shalelu. Right, Gemara Parich, Niflag Nami Lazar Baha, Tales Isli Rowan. Why does he hold for Rowan over here? Why not? So the Gemara says, the question on the first case, if outer bloods got mixed up with inner bloods, the Mishnah said, no one argues, it has to be poured down to the garbage. Why? What happened to Rowan? All of a sudden now you don't hold from Rowan? So, the Niflag Nami Lazar Baha, so the Gemara says, Hey Chilavid, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Niyavid Bachutz, you're going to sprinkle outside dam, then v'hadar nasef bifnim, then you're going to go on the inside dam. Kishem shemitzvah lahakdim elyon l'tachtonim, just like upper bloods go before lower bloods, kach mitzvah lahakdim parim pinim lachutz. Pinim has to go first. You have two karbanos standing here. One's a pinim karban, and one's a chutz karban. Pinim are very rare. Pinim are very rare. Besides Yom Kippur, you only have it on like these tzibur things. Kohen Gadol made a mistake, Kleisel made a mistake, maybe a Melech made a mistake, things like that. So that happened, and a guy had a regular chatos, he turned the light on Shabbos, a mistake. So which one goes first? The Pnim goes first. And they got mixed up, so the Pnim has to go first. Okay? So 1 second. V'neziv v'pnim, v'hod neziv b'chutz. So do the inner one, then do the outer one. What's the problem? Right, so do the inner one first, then do the outer one, and apply with the concept we had called Rowan. So Gemara says it's not going to work. Kivin dika chatos v'asham. 1 second. You have a chatos and an asham. Techinichnas daman psulin lo psikolei. If you go into the heichal, the kodesh, where the little mizbeach is, with dam of a chatos doesn't belong there, then it's pasul. The dam becomes ruined. So there's no way to go in there and then go out and do it in the outer mizbeach. If you have an asha, an ola, or a shlamim, and it got mixed up with an inner chatas, in a chanami, you could do that. That would be a good option. You could do that. But Rashi, the Gemara says, lo psikalei. Rabbi Eliezer, who held you could do this, Rowan, didn't want to give a blanket rule, it's mutter, because by a chatas and an asham, it's not mutter. It's only mutter by other kabanos, by an ola or a shlamim. Then it's mutter. Therefore, lo psikalei. He didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to say a rule, a heter. Ain a chanami. If it's not a chatas, you could do that. Mixed up, the Ola mixed up with the inner chatas blood. You're right. Go do the inner chatas blood first. Say Rowan. Then do the other one. That you can do. No problem. By chatas, you can't do that. Because once you walk into the heichal holding chatas dam, the dam becomes ruined. So you have no option for that. Therefore, lo psikal. He don't want to give a rule like that. Because it's not a full rule. Okay? Next. Shahi Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva said, any carbon. Oh, I need a chumash. Any carbon.
What do I need?
Any carbon. Any carbon that falls into the... any carbon that goes in... Any blood of a carbon that goes into the heichal becomes ruined. Amar Rabbi Akiva Omer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Shmuel. How do you know that? So, it says in Parshas Tav, Mashal Lamad Davar Dome. You know what that's like? So in Parshas Tav, we have a Perek Vav. Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vaydabar Shema Moshe Lema. Dabar El Bid El Aaron, Vil Banov. Speak to Aaron. Lemar. Zos Torah Tachatas. Here's the story about a Chatas. Here's the story with a Chatas. It goes on and on. Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, Pasuk Chav. All the halachas of a Chatas. Pasuk Chav Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis, and then Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is the last Pasuk in the Perek, says, V'chol Chatas, and any Chatas, Asher Yuva Midama El Ohol Moed, you're going to take the Chatas Dam into the Kodesh, L'chaper V'Kodesh, Lo Teyachel, B'Eish Yisarif. Right. Don't do that. So, why does it say V'chol Chatas? We're talking about Chatas. We started off. Five psukim, six psukim before. Zos Torah Zachatos. Why does the Torah go out and say V'chol Chatos? It's like an extra word. That's the Gemara's issue. So it says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Akiva say, by the way? Any carbon. Right. Any carbon. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lashem Adav Dome, L'talmud Shemazag L'rabo, a servant is serving his Rebbe, B'chama, with hot water. Amalo, Mozagli, bring me some mixture. Amalo b'meh, what kind of mixture do you want? Amalo lo b'chamen on oskinan, aren't we talking about hot water? Achshav bein b'cham bein mitzonin. Now that I said it again, I actually mean something else. I mean either one. So too, hachanami, michti, b'chatos oskinan. The whole parasha is talking about a carbon chatos. V'asi, that's what we're talking about. Chatos dekasev rachman olamali. Why does it say chatos again in the last pasuk? V'chol chatos? I'll tell you why. El alav chatos kaminale el kol kachim. I mean any carbon. Says Rabbi Akiva, not just the chatos. Any carbon you bring into the kodesh becomes pasul.
So why do they call it a chatos?
What?
Why do they call it a chatos, not a carbon, to be more inclusive?
That's an excellent question. I'll tell you. I don't know. It's a very good question. Rabbi Yossi is going to argue on this, but it's a good question.
Correct.
It's a fair question. It says this. It doesn't mean that. Maskevlar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. One second, Michti, one second. It's Rabbi called Kachem Lagabi Mizbeach, Linya Mariku Shtifa. 1 minute. Says this person, that's Pasuk Chav Gimel. If you go to Pasuk Chav Aleph and Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Ukli Cheres, Asher Tevashal Bo, Yishaver. If you make a Kli Cheres, if you cook the meat in a Kli Cheres, you have to break the Kli Cheres. Why? Because it has Chatas meat in there, Chatas flavor, and the Chatas flavor can only last for 1 day. So we do that tomorrow. You want to use this pot again? You're going to cook something else in it? It's going to have chatas flavor, which is right. Now no, sir. Therefore, you have problems. You have to break it.
You can put it in the ground 24 hours.
No, none of that stuff. We're going to have a whole told 10 pages about this issue, but no. V'im, clean the choshes, but if it's metal, b'shala umara b'shala famayim, you can figure it out. You can kasher it. That applies to every carbon. So stuck in the middle of this. Oh, Star Wars Achatos. Anyway, we have other Kabbalahs talked about in this parsha, which lasts 6 psukim. We also have 7 psukim. We also have, talks about cleaning up pots, right? It's Rabbi Kolkotchim Lagabi Mizbech Lin Mirko Shtifa. Anyway, we have about cleaning, the Mirko Shtifa means cleaning up pots. So, Chatos, the Kasa Rachman Olamali. Why does it say Chatos? Chatos in Midiach Minilo. Only a Chatos. That's exactly why Yoni says chatos, according to them. To emphasize, even though I threw in about cleaning pots, which applies to every carbon, call chatos. Only a chatos is the dam goes is a problem if you walk into the kodesh. Not any carbon's dam, only chatos dam. Why is that? I don't know. The secret of the Torah. It's a chok. Holo damya, you know what the case is, you want to give a mashal to this? El Talmud Shemazak Vilarabo, the Talmud is pouring for his Rebbe, Bein Bechan Bein Mitzonin, hot or cold water. Amalo, al tibzogli elachamen. Only give me cold water. Right? I only want cold water. In other words, only a chatas I'm talking about now. El time of Rabbi Akiva, mechatas, v'chol chatas. So, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? Why any carbon? Because it said, v'chol chatas. V'chol chatas. And any chatas. Right? Ainli elachatas. Kachi kachim minayin. What about other kabanos? Other kachi kachim. Talmud lomar kol chatos. Kachi kalim minayin. Talmud lomar vichol chatos. Divi Rabbi Akiva. You hear that? Amalo Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Afil atemar b'kol yom kulo. You're going to tell me all day long about all your ribuis. It says, doesn't say chatos. It says kol chatos. It says vichol chatos. If you're going to tell me about your ribuis all day long, afil atemar b'kol yom kulo, ain't a shemelech. I'm not going to listen to you. Not interested. Ella chatos, only ella chatos yachid. Only a chatos yachid. Chatos tzibur menayin. What about a chatos tzibur? Talmud lomar kol chatos. V'only ella chatos zachar. Chatos nekeva menayin. Talmud lomar vichal. Says the Gemara in Klap Elia. That doesn't make any sense. Most chatoses are female. Doesn't mean even a female, just opposite. Even a male, which are very rare. You're right. Ella hachikam. Only ella chatos nekeva. A female. Chatos zachar menayin. Even a male chatos can't bring into the Kaddish. Talmud lomar v'chol chatos. It says v'chol chatos. Okay? So they have a machlokes, what you learn from the words v'chol chatos. Rabbi Akiva learns any carbon, and Rabbi Yossi learns any chatos. Even the rare ones. V'saf Rabbi Yossi Aglili hai kor l'hachi yudyasa? Is that what Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from this pasuk? Right? V'otanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, Call inyan kulo ena medaber ella b'parm hanasrafin v'seirim hanasrafin lithrof psulehen abes abira. That this whole parsha, all these psukim, are talking about a inner chatos, parm hanasrafin, the inner cow for a parhel and davar shel tzibur, v'seirim hanasrafin, or the inner goat, right? Lithrof psulehen abes abira. Let's say they get puzzled. Something still happened to them. What do you do with it? You burn it in the Beit HaBira, on the Beit HaMikdash, on the Mizrach itself. You don't have to take it out to the Mokom where they would take out animals that got burnt. You don't have to do that. Right here, in the Beit HaMikdash, you can do it. A Beit HaBira. V'lamod b'losa se alechi laso. And you get a losa if you eat it, by the way. Amru lo, chatos shenichnas domo lefnai v'lefnim minayin. How do you know that if you bring a dam into the Kodesh Kedoshim, or the Kodesh, you are doing a vira? A different pasuk. Hein lo huva. It's learned out from Hein lo huva. Right? Where's Hein Lo Huva? Hein Lo Huva is by the mistake of Nadav and Avihu. When Aaron HaKohen burnt the Chatos. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, what did you burn the Chatos for? Hein Lo Huva! They didn't bring it into the Kodesh. What'd you burn it for? Which implies that if you bring it into the Kodesh, you get burnt. That's how we learned it out. Right? So then the question is, that's how we learned it out from there, not from here. So it's a problem. How does Rabbi Yossi Shita? L'divre Rabbi Akiva ka'amar. Rabbi Yossi was speaking in the world of Rabbi Akiva, right? Even if you're going to tell me that you darshan the pasuk like you, right? It's not talking about other animals, other karbonos. It's only talking about chatos. I hold from a different makor. I hold from Aaron HaKohen. That the fact that Moshe said they didn't bring it into the Kodesh, what'd you burn it for? I learned from there, you can't burn it. But even you hold for this pasuk about chatos, at least it should be limited to chatos, not to other animals. That's what he meant to say. So it's a machlokas.
What if male and female chatos being put in tzibur? You only have two choices.
No, I'm not sure when you bring a male chatos. I think a king brings a male. So no. That's not a tzibur.
No, chatos tzibur.
Yeah. I have a different kasha. Chatos tzibur is brought inside. So what do you mean a chatos tzibur can't be brought inside? I don't understand that. That's my kasha, but I don't want to raise that kasha because I don't want to know what I'm talking about.
Well, didn't we have before that certain combinations are not shchiach, right?
Yeah, but chadas panim is not considered not shchiach. No. Okay. Next mishnah. This is not an easy mishnah. This is not an easy gemara. Ready? Chatos shekibel dama b'shnei kosos. You have a chatos that is in two cups. Why did you put it in two cups? I don't know. It's a very big animal, had a lot of blood. It's small cups. You use two cups. Okay? Yatza echad mehem lachutz. You take one and you go home to show your wife this cup. What happens? You take it out of the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. What happens to the second cup? Hapnimi kosher. The second cup that you left behind is kosher. Why not?
Yeah.
However, Nichnas echad mehem lifnim. If you take one of the cups into the Kodesh to show your cousin the Kohen, you want to show him this cup, you have now ruined the outside cup. That didn't go anywhere. Nichnas echad mehem lifnim. Rabbi Yosef Glili to Machlokas. Machshir b'chiton. He says the outside one is still good. V'chachamim poslin. The Chachamim say it's both no good. Now, in the first case, where you took it home to show your wife, everybody agreed it's good.
The inside one.
The inside one is good. The outside one, of course, is no good. You took it out. Everyone agrees the inside one is no good. The only machlokas is where you take it in. Then the Chacham say the outside one's no good. Got that? Right. So that's the machlokas. What about the other half? If you take half home to show your wife, everybody agrees it's kosher.
The half remainder.
But if you take half into the Kodesh, a machlokas is the outer half is still kosher now. Rabbi Yossi says yes, the Chacham say no. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If you get this Kal V'chomer, you'll get the rest of the daf. He says it's a Kal V'chomer that I'm right. Why? Ma im makom shemachshava psula b'chutz. If I have a machshava that I'm going to sprinkle the dam in my living room, what's that called?
Piggle.
I have a machshava like that. Yet, v'lo asesa mishuyu kiyote. But if I take the cup home to show my wife, I don't ruin the left half I kept home. I kept behind. Again. If I have a piggle thought on chutz, I ruin everything. The whole carbon's ruined. Right? However, if I go home to show my wife half the cup, half the blood, I don't ruin the half that remains behind. Right?
Because
you went home, you took half, the other half he's left behind, still good. And by the way, there's a rule in piggle that we learned, that if you have piggle thought, and your thought of piggle is, I'm going to sprinkle dam, or I'm going to drink the in the heichal, that's not piggle. It's not piggle. Why not? The Gemara learned that at Pesukim. It's not piggle.
It's not puzzle.
Not puzzle. So again, if I have a machshava thought that I'm sprinkled by dam in my living room, that's piggle. But if I bring home half the blood to my living room, that's not the problem. So then if I have a thought in the heichal, it's not a problem. It's not piggle. So for sure, if I bring the dam there, it's not going to be a problem.
For the other one.
That's the Kal V'chomer. Okay? Again. Ma im makom shemachshav poselos b'chutz. In a place where I can make a piggle thought. Where's that? In my living room. Lo asa mishur yokeyotze. But if I take half of it home, I don't ruin the other half. So makom she'en achshav poselos b'fnim. In a place where I can't create piggle. Meaning in the Heichel. You can't create pickle in the Heichel. Why not? It's exeris a kazav. Eino din shlonas, it's a mashriya b'fkin nichnas. So how do I ruin the blood in the Heichel? How do I do that? Says Yerushalayim Glili, of course I'm right. Good? You got that Kal V'chomer, you're going to be good to go. Because we're going to have 10 Kal V'chomers like that. Because Rabbi Yossi is going to make a Kal V'chomer to matir pickle.
The problem is, the exception he's using is a puzzle.
What do you mean?
The exception that he's using.
In the Chinami. Oh, so we're going to get to that. Now, we're going to get to that. That's exactly the Chacham that holds from this Kal V'chomer.
I see.
Now, Nichnas L'chaper. You go into the Kodesh for a Kapara. Dam, whatever it is. Afal pi shelo kiper, puzzle, divrei, Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you don't get the Kapara, for whatever reason, the blood becomes puzzle. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Yechaper. No, it's only puzzle until you get a kapara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nichnas b'shogig, kosher. If you go in b'shogig, it's not a problem. Oh, I didn't realize where I was going. I'm a little fachada today. I didn't realize where I was walking. Right? That's not a problem. Those three, we're going to have in a few days from now, we're going to get back to this machloka, so we don't have to talk about it now. One more halacha. Kol domim psulin. She nasna agavi hamizbeach. Any carbon. Any dam, problem dam that goes on the Mizbeach, a problem dam, a czar brought it, it's tummy, it's piggle, whatever it is, lo hurtze, hatzitz, the tzitz won't help, Ela ala tuma. Only on tuma. Why? Shatzitz maratz al tuma ve'en maratz al hotze. It's only maratz on tuma. It doesn't help on anything else. Like yotze. You took it out, you brought it back in. Now you bring it back from the living room. Now it's no good. The tzitz will help. The tzitz won't help that. The tzitz will help if it got tummy somehow.
Did we not have that earlier?
Yeah, maybe we did. Now the Gemara is going to deal now only with that Kal V'Chomer.
But if Hegel's only a machshava, then how does it become a reality if it's only your mind?
That's exactly the power of your thoughts.
How do you?
That's exactly the power of...
You have to complete the thought.
First of all, you have to...
That's
the power of a thought. It's exactly right. The Kohen is a power, just by thinking, to ruin that. Mm-hmm. And if you eat it, you get kareis. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. Think about that for a minute. Just think about that. Now, assuming we know he thought that.
I know, but why not tell you? He doesn't tell anybody.
Okay, so then he doesn't tell anybody. What can I tell you? But assuming we know all the facts and everything, yeah, that's the power of a thought.
What's courage? Does that have to do with
it? Right? It's a power of it. It's a power. Right? It's courage anyway. It's not a. It's not. There's no onish bestin. It's between you and God. God knows.
Right. You can't get courage from somebody.
What?
Sometimes you can't get courage from somebody.
Right, so how Hashem's going to work that, let's leave that to Hashem. But the point is, it goes to show you the power of your thoughts. Right?
Pretty scary.
Yes. Yeah. Right, well, your most prized possession is your mind. Right? No question about that.
Yeah. Mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Correct. And it's true. It's from the 1980s, the 1980s anti-drug ad, but it's true. Sure is. Oh, really? Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. But it's true. It's your most prized possession you have. If you have a thought like that, it's like eating on Yom Kippur. Same onesh. Now, Tanya. Amar b'yosei glili kal v'chomer. The first kal v'chomer is going to be the exact same one. There's a braisa now, but same story as the Mishnah. But now b'yosei is going to have like five kal v'chomers. Each one going to catch out a different... He's going to make a kal v'chomer. That pigles motor. Which is crazy, right? So... But the point is the logic. The logic, but he's right. There are psukim that go the other way. But the logic would dictate the following. So number one, ma makom shemachshav posel es pachod. If I bring the dam to my living room, I'm sorry. If I have a thought that I'm going to sprinkle the dam in my living room, that's called pigle. So lo posel dam shebachod es shebifnim. Yet, if taken out to my living room, I don't ruin the dam I leave behind. Half the other half, right? So makom she'emach shava poselos b'fnim. In a place where I cannot make pigle, where's that? In the heichal. Eino din shlo yipasel dama she'b'fnim she'b'chutz. So shouldn't the dama bring it to the heichal, not possible dama leave behind? For sure not. Amru lo, your logic is correct. Hari yomer is a pasuk. Asher hu yuvad dama midama. The pasuk says it. Too bad. You're right logically. That's why the Torah wrote that. Shouldn't think that. Afilu mitzas dama, even partial dama is brought there, it ruins the dama you left behind. Amalahem, kavachomer liyote. I can have another kavachomer. Meyata, like this. Uma makom she'ein machshava poselos bifnim. There's no pickle in the heichol. Right? No pickle in the heichol. Nevertheless, posel dam shebifnim shebachotz. But if I bring the dama to the heichol, I ruined the dam that I left behind. You just said that. Because the pasuk says that. Again, no pigle in the heichal. Yet if I bring dam to the heichal, I ruined the dam I didn't bring into the heichal. The other half, right? Right?
You didn't say that.
No, but now we're just saying, you told me that my kal v'chomer is wrong because of a pasuk. Okay, so now the pasuk says like this. What's the halacha? If I can't do pigle in the heichal. Yet, according to you now, if I bring half the dam to the heichal, I ruined the other half I didn't bring into the heichal. If that's true, then makom shamach shavu poselos bachutz, in a place, if I have a pickle thought in my living room, ain't no din sheyifsel dam shebachutz shebefnim. So if I bring, ain't no din sheyifsel dam shebachutz shebefnim. So if I bring the dam to my living room, shouldn't it passel the dam I didn't bring to my living room?
Right.
And no one holds that. No one holds that. No one holds that. Right. No, it's a perfect exact same kal v'chomer.
Right.
So the chacham, the logic would be against the halacha.
Right.
So says the chachamim, we got you, Rabbi Yossi. Don't we got you? Amar lo, Rabbi Omer, Shayuva. No, the pasuk says not like that. Your logic would say that. That's why the Torah wrote this, not to think that. Now, Hanechnas psul, veniyotzi psul. Only the blood you bring to your wife in the living room, that becomes possible, not the blood you leave behind. V'tehei machshavas bifnim poselos mikal v'chomer. I can get pigel in the heichel from a kal v'chomer. Wait, there's no pigel in the heichel. With a kal v'chomer, it should be. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma makom shalom pasal dam shebechotzer shebifnim. If I bring the dam to my wife in the living room, I don't pass the dam I leave behind. Nevertheless, machshavas poselos bechotz. If I have a pigel thought in the living room, I'm going to sprinkle dam in my living room, that's a problem. So, makom shepasal dam shebifnim, as dam shebechutz. So if I bring the dam from here into the heichel, I pasal the dam that I didn't bring into the heichel, eino din shetehei machshavas poselos bifnim, so for sure she should be pickled in the heichel.
Right.
For sure. So what did I just do? I just made a kal v'chomer against the halacha.
Right.
Don't. Harehi omer b'yom ha-shlishi. No, it's just b'yom ha-shlishi. Meaning, makom shu mishulos b'dam basar b'emurim. It's a place that's acceptable for dam basar b'emurim, which is what, that's the reason, by the way, why there's no pigle in the heichel. So you're right. Your logic would dictate it, but the Torah says not like that. Next, kal v'chomer. V'lo tehei machshavas poselos b'chutz mikal v'chomer. There should be no pigle. From a kal v'chomer. There should be no pigle. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma makom shepasal dam b'fnei mishe b'chutz. If I bring dam into the heichel, right? I ruin the dam that I've brought into the heichel, of course. I even ruin the dam I didn't bring it into the heichel. Nevertheless, I machsheret myself with name, but there's no pigle in the heichel. No pigle in the heichel. So, makom shalom pasal dam shebechutz shebifnim. But if I bring the dam, half the dam home to show my wife, I don't pasal the dam that I left behind. So, eino din shalom tehei pasal machsheret b'chutz, there should be no pigle then. Tamad lomar, shlishi, chutz luzmano, pigle, chutz lumkomo. You're right. The logic would dictate that. That's why the pasuk headed you off and said, no, there's such a thing as pigle. Very simple. Right? Got that? Next. Now, a new issue. Basar. That was talking about dam. What about basar? Basar, hayotze lachutz pasul. Basar, taken to your living room, you show your wife, look at this piece of meat, look at this. By the way, I got to bring it back to the base of Mikdash now, because it can only be eaten there. So once you've brought it home, you pasal it. It's called psul yotze,
right?
You couldn't post it, no. Hanichnas lufnim, kosher. But if you bring it into the Kodesh, for whatever reason, that didn't do anything. No, no, that's no psul. Right? You brought it to the Kodesh, that's okay.
Just the dam is a problem. Not the
right. She hebedin, she pasal.
I don't send a comparison.
Is that a comparison?
You bring it into the Kodesh, then it doesn't come pasal. It's not a surprise. You're in the Kodesh, you're in the Beis HaMikdash.
No,
first of all, you can't bring down there. You can't bring down there. Second of all, it's a kal v'chomer. It should be chayiv. It should be pasal. Why is it kal v'chomer? Ma makom shelo pasal dam shebechutz shebefnim. If I bring dam home to show my wife, I don't pasal dam I left behind.
Right.
Basar yotze lechutz pasul, but meat that I bring home, I do pasul that meat anyway. Makom shepasul dam shefnim shebechutz. So when I bring dam into the heichel, I pasul the dam I didn't bring it to the heichel. Basar anichnas befnim el din sheyifsel. So shouldn't the basar itself at least become pasul? That kal v'chomer. Harei omer mi dama v'lo basar.
Only
dam and not the basar.
That's why it says dam.
Exactly, that's why it says dam.
Right.
Dam means dam, that doesn't mean basar. Right? Now, kal v'chomer me'ata. I have another kal v'chomer now. Ma makom shepasal dam shefnim shebechutz. Right? When I bring dam into the heichel, I pasal the dam that I didn't bring in. Right? Basar nechnas lefnim kosher, and basar that I bring into the heichel is kosher. So makom shelo pasal dam shebechutz shebefnim, in a place where dam I take out doesn't pasal dam I left in. Like what? Like going home to my living room to show my wife. It doesn't pasal dam I didn't take out. Basar yotze lechutz ain't odin shekosher. So if you take basar out, it should be kosher. So the Gemara says no, you're right. The logic would tell you that. Harehu omer ubasar basada treifa lo tochelu. It says ubasar basada. Basar in the field, trefa, that's a trefa, lo sochelu. What do you mean field? Why does the Torah say the word field? How about basar treifa lo sochelu? Don't eat treif. Don't eat a treifa. What's basar basada? What would say that? Right? Kivan shiyata basar chutz l'mechitaso. Once the basar leaves its boundaries, that's our, it becomes asar. What does that mean since it leaves its boundaries? What do you mean out of bounds? What does that mean? Says Rashi in the first skinny line on top, the last white line, below mechitzos mashma. Fedarish le l'chol basar shetar mechitza trefa hu biyotze v'lo tochel. It needs some kind of boundaries, like a field is a bound place. So the basar needs a... That's not talking about that. It's talking about kachem now. We use it for what we need it for. And it's talking about going outside the boundary. What's the boundary? The grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kal Vachomer would tell you that if you take the basar home and you bring it back, it's not puzzle. That's why the pasuk says like this. Basar sodeh betray for lo socheil.
So are these really questions or just an exercise?
It's an exercise. The logic would dictate. What's the Kal Vachomer? Kal Vachomer you can make up on your own. It's logic. The logic would dictate that there's no such thing as piggle. Says the Gemara, calm down. There's such a thing as piggle. The Torah said so. Your logic? Yeah, your logic can't beat a pasuk. Right? Your logic can rule when there's no pasuk. Right? That's when your logic can rule. Right? The classic Kal Vachomer is, if something is mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yontif. Kal Vachomer. Shabbos is more machmir than Yontif. So if something's mutter on Shabbos, mustam, it's mutter on Yontif. And the other way around. If something's asur on Yontif, it's asur on Shabbos. There are exceptions. There are a few weird things that are asur on Shabbos and mutter on Yontif. And there are things that are mutter on Shabbos and asur on Yontif, but they're all weird things. They're all exceptions. The general rule is the Kal Vachomer. Right? I'm not even saying Kal Vachomer. If I can lift 100 pounds, I can lift 50 pounds. That's not even a Kal Vachomer. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's not a Kal Vachomer even. Right? Is that a Kal Vachomer? If I have $10 in my pocket, so I have $5 also. That's a Kal Vachomer. We sometimes say that, Marshall. That's not really a Kal Vachomer.
So if the Kal Vachomer is logical, why can't we come up with our own?
What? You can. If it's logic and rock solid, and I can't make a pircha on it, then 100% you can. Go spend all day doing that, but you can. So they did it sometimes. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, with logic, I can make pickle mutter. You're right, you could with logic, but the Torah says no.
Right.
So you want to come up with logic, how Shabbos you can do it? No, the Torah says no. Okay. Tadar Rabbanan. A new topic now. This is easy. It says, this is by the Pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. It says, Hey lo huva dam ez dama elakodesh pinima. Any dam that you didn't bring pinima, what's pinima? Inside somewhere. You know what? What?
Ochol tochlu.
Ochol tochlu. That you could eat. Right?
Osa.
Osa bakodesh asher tzivesi. Right? It's v'yikr yud. Yud ches. So that pasuk is by Aaron HaKohen. Right? Moshe says, Madu lo achaltem es habchatos makom hakodesh. Why didn't you eat it? Kikodesh kidashim hu. Why'd you eat it? Heilo hu v'loz dam el kodesh pnima. Behold, its blood was not poured into the sanctuary within. Right? Also tachel, you should have eaten it. Bekodesh kasher tzivesi, you should have eaten it. And then v'yidavar aron el Moshe, no, don't tell you why I didn't eat it. So, the pasuk says two things. It wasn't brought el hakodesh pnima. Isn't that two different things?
Yeah.
What's el hakodesh pnima? He should have said el hapinima or el hakodesh. It wasn't brought into the kodesh. Why did you eat it? What's that kodesh pinima? So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, pinima, ainly el hapinima. Pinima means a kodesh kedushim. Kodesh kedushim. That's pinima. Very inner. Very super inner. Inner. Heichel minayin. What about the heichel? Tamad lomar el hakodesh. That's why he says el hakodesh pinima. Teach you both. Right? El HaKodesh. And then Pinima means the Kodesh Kedoshim. So you can't bring it into the Kodesh, and you can't bring it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So isn't that obvious? Isn't one of them extra? If I can't bring it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, I can't bring it into the Kodesh.
Exactly. How are you going to get it into the Kodesh?
The Gemara's going to answer that question in a minute. How are you going to get it in? Let's say you use a back door. The Gemara's going to say that. But isn't it obvious? If I can't bring it into the most holy, I can't bring it into the holy?
Yeah.
Is it obvious?
No.
No? The Kodesh Hashem, I can't bring it. But to the,
but the Kodesh,
oh, the other way around. I can bring it to the Kodesh. Yeah. So we're going to... The Yomar Kodesh. So say Kodesh. Val Yomar Pnima. If I can't bring it into the Kodesh, I can't bring it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's correct, right? If I can't bring it into the Kodesh, I can't bring it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Right? Amar Rava, listen to this. Bozeh velimed al zeh. The Pnima teaches me about the Kodesh. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Bozeh velimed al zeh. Because of Kodesh. If it only would have said Kodesh, Velo Kasav Pnima, and it wouldn't have said Kodesh Kedoshim, Hayisi Omer, I would have said Kodesh Zelifnai Velifnim. What's Kodesh? The Holy of Holies. Ba Pnima Shu Miyusar Velimed Ala Kodesh Uhechel. It comes to teach me, it's defining the terms. If it only would have said one, you know what I would have thought? And the Kodesh Kedoshim you can't go, but the Kodesh you can. That's what I would have thought. Fair enough to think that? But what does it say? Somebody has an Eved Ivri. Midid havi atoshav v'sachir. Atoshav and asachir. What's atoshav and asachir? Tanya. Toshav zekoni kinyan olam. He is a guy who's working till Yovel. An Eved Ivri. Working till Yovel. And sachir zekoni kinyan shanim. That guy's working for 6 years. Neither of them can eat your truma if you're a kohen. Neither of them can eat your truma. Right? Why? Because they're not kinyan kaf. We don't own them like you own an Eved Kanani. He can eat your truma. He's a regular Jew. Happens to be. He's down on his luck and he sold himself for an Eved and he's happy by you and he made himself a Nirtza. He's at the end until Yovel. He can't eat your Truma. Now, I need to tell me both of them can't eat Truma? They both can't? If a guy who's there forever can't, certainly a guy who's there for 6 years can't. Right? Yomer, Teshav, Al Yomer, Sachir. Say one not the other. Vani Yomer. Koni Kinyin Olam Eino Ochel. Koni Kinyin Shalom Okolshkin. If a guy is there forever, even he can't eat your truma. So a guy is there for 2 years till the 6 years are over. He can't eat truma? Of course not. Ella, Cain, Hayisi Omer, Toshav, Zekornikin, and Shanim. So if you wouldn't have said that, I would have thought, what's a Toshav? He's a guy who's there for years. Avakornikin, and Olam, Yeochel. But a guy is there forever. He can eat. He's going to be with you for 50 more years. Let him eat your truma already. He's already 40 years old. He's going to live till 90. Halavai, he should live till 90. Let him live till 90. Let him eat your truma. He's there for so long. That's what the Torah said both. Right? Basokhev limen al toshav. That's what the Torah said both. Shezeh akorni kin olam, zeh akorni kin shon, ve'in ochel. And they both can't eat. Same thing with Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. Amalei abaya, beishlom ahasam. No! I needed you to tell me over there. It's two different people. Trei gavri, ninu, afagavta havalei kra. And even though ekelen out of a pasuk, lemichtav, nirtza, lo yochel. If a guy who's nirtza can't eat, so for sure a guy who's 6 years can't eat, the idach asi b'kal v'chomer, and I can learn the other one out of a kal v'chomer, and milsad asi b'kal v'chomer, Torah v'kas of lakra, and the Torah wanted to write it anyway. That's all fine and good. Two different people. So what do you mean? One teaches me the other? No, it would have been a kal v'chomer. If the guy who's there forever can't eat, then the guy who's there for 6 years for sure can't eat. You want to tell me it anyway? Tell me it anyway. Aval hacha, given the ifsul behechel with naivul ofnim, my boy. Once you walk into the hechel, how's it getting to the kodesh? How's it getting there? You have to walk through the Hegel. So of course you're going to. Why didn't you tell me both? It's obvious. Elam Rabaya, Lomitzrucha Eldech Pishposh. Now you're going to go into some back door. You're going to go in through the ceiling. You're going to go in through some tunnel. Somehow you're going to get in there from some other way. And you avoid the Hegel. How do I know you're not allowed to do that? So I said both. Right? Amalei Rava, Vaba Ksiv Bey. What do you mean? It says after Baba. Walking through the front door. Not some crazy way. It says you have to walk in through the front door. El Amar Rava, Kol Midi Dechashav Alei Lefnai V'Lefnim, Lo Mifsal Behechol. Kol Midi Dechashav Alei Lefnai V'Lefnim, Lo Mifsal Behechol. If it goes into the Kachim Kachim,
then certainly a lot of comes through the
Hechol. Lo Mifsal Behechol.
Yeah,
it won't become possible in the Hechol until it goes into Lefnai V'Lefnim.
Right.
Okay?
What is that?
What? Sorry?
The blood also when you bring it to the
Hechel. No, but not if you're going to the Kodesh Kedoshim first. Right? Call me the Dechashav Lefnai V'Lefnim. Right?
Anything that can go into the
Kodesh Kedoshim. Lo Mifsal Behechel. Until you bring it to the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Right.
Then, if you go out and you don't bring it to, and it doesn't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's not going to become a puzzle. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by Boi Rava. Everybody, it's a new topic. Everybody have a very good day. Nice day off. Enjoy.